Somebody on Modern Family, the TV show on ABC, is doing just that. They're living on a prayer. There goes Bon Jovi, Dog and Joe Show. 10th season returns to ABC coming up. Season premiere September 26th on ABC. One of the show's creators, Christopher Lloyd, not Jim from Taxi, not the guy from Back to the Future, another Christopher Lloyd. He was telling Entertainment Weekly with Modern Family, and this is good, this is big. One person who plays a significant role on the TV show Modern Family will die this season.
Die?
Someone's going to die, and he says it's going to be a moving event with lasting repercussions. Someone dies on Modern Family. Who do you think it is?
You know?
Oh, I know. I don't know.
Oh. Well,
he's not telling anybody. They're not hinting at this. Nobody's saying nothing about this stuff.
Oh, we're going to play a game.
Well, just a quick game. I'm just curious. Who do you think they're going to kill off? Because here's the thing. Going back, the backstory is I'd never seen Modern Family. Years ago, Joe's like, oh, you got to watch it. Best show on TV. Joe kind of stopped watching it. I got into it. I fell in love with it. It's a fantastic show. But since we've been doing this morning show here at the River, I haven't been able to follow it the way that I was, and I forget about it, and I haven't really seen this last season. I catch little bits and pieces, but I go to bed too early.
I ain't been able to follow none of them, dude. I'm behind on Viking, all of them. Modern, all them shows I was telling you about back in the day, I can't watch none of them right now.
It goes back to what your wife said. You need to start what or finish what you start.
Exactly.
You got all these projects. You got all these TV shows.
I got 27 TV shows I ain't seen the end of yet. But same with Modern Family. I mean, I love it. It's a really good show. So to have one of the main characters missing off of it, I think is going to be really bad for it.
Yeah. So who do you think? Are they going to pick like a Sarah Hyland, the oldest daughter?
Talking about the eldest daughter.
See, here's what you could do for people that are big fans of this. I didn't have time to do it because there's too many characters. But if you get on, and I don't want to give you this info because it could help you spoil it for yourself, all you got to do is go to IMDb and look at who's got stuff in post-production or who's going to have a movie coming out or filming right now. Who's going to have a movie that is in post-production right now? Because that means they would have filmed, because they try to stay ahead with filming on sitcoms.
Mm-hmm,
who's
mm-hmm.
got new stuff coming out that needs other commitments fulfilled? That'll give you the answer. So if you search IMDb to see who's got what going on in real life.
So you've done this already?
No, I haven't because there's too many characters. But when I get home today, I'll go through and I'll look at it.
Because that's not like searching a Seinfeld or a Friends. I mean, there's a lot of them on this one.
Yeah, there's a lot of different characters on there. But this is a significant role. This is going to be, it's going to be like Ed O'Neill. It's going to be like Sofia Vergara.
I was going to ask you, could it be that really funny boyfriend of Sarah Hyland's who's
not significant?
He's not significant enough.
That's not big enough.
Because
no.
That kid's making all kind of movies.
It's got to be either Phil, it's got to be Claire, it's got to be one of the kids, or it's got to be Ed O'Neill, Sofia Vergara, it's got to be Mitch, it's got to be Cam. When they say significant role, it's got to be
one of them.
One of the big family members.
That's what you think.
And a lot of people, I think it's easy to think, well, Ed O'Neill, he's the oldest. But how much you want to bet it's Gloria? That's where I'm going to put my money. Because I think
with
Gloria,
a new baby, and they're going to leave O'Neill with the new baby.
That baby ain't new now. That damn kid's like 5 or 6 now. That kid
still
they had,
though. I mean, it's little.
That's why. That's the funny of it. Now Ed O'Neill has to be the father of these two kids. One of them's his, Manny. You know, that's from another marriage. He has to become the father now. And the only reason I say Sofia Vergara is because she's like the only one that would have the most going on right now, besides the guy that plays Phil.
Yeah.
And in the acting world.
In the world. Of those main characters, you're absolutely right. Who else could it possibly be?
Yeah.
If you lose Phil or Claire,
yeah,
that show's done.
Well,
if you lose any two of the guys.
Well, Cam
and
Cam's always busy, too. Cam shows up in a lot of stuff. Claire, she does commercials and all that, but not a lot of movies. Ed O'Neill, you know, he pops up every now and again. And when he does, it's fantastic.
Those are the funny ones. You lose one of those, that show's going to take a hit. I would think it would take a hit.
But I think the most impactful would be Gloria. She's got all the sex appeal. She's got the funny voice. She's the mom.
Man, she's great on there, though.
I think to yank her out would be the biggest whoa. I don't know.
Boy, that would be a gut punch. Now, I just wonder why they would do it. Is it because the other person has so much going on, or are they tired of them?
No. I think that this is the final season. And if this isn't, it's only going to go one more.
Oh, it is.
I think this is going to be the done season for Modern Family.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they've been talking about it for a long time. So we'll keep you updated. I mean, it is going to happen on September 26th. And it doesn't say that the person's going to die on the premiere 10th season episode. It just says sometime in the season, someone's going. So,
man, that is huge. That's a big one. That might be one of the biggest ones on TV right now.
Coming back, we still got to get to happy news over sad music. We'll do it for you next.